These two are very ready to go, and we are very thrilled to have them in the room for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby.
Desserts, yeah, are you still on the entree?
You're on to the cheese course.
Yeah.
No, we are the cheese course.
We're the cheese course. Ian is the brandy and cigars. The guitars are haunted, nothing stays in tune anymore. I don't know what we did before we all stared at the floor in silence and tuned up.
That's right.
like punks out of tune, yeah.
That's what we're gonna do.
Good, okay.
Old punks out of tune. Don't
Thank you. before we quit. The will to choose is a beautiful thing. Doesn't apply somehow. We gotta stay strapped in until we finish the trip. Get back in the car, you can't be walking out there alone. When we're riding together, we're at least a little closer to home. Nothing but gravel since we set out. We lost our way back there. I must have missed the sign when you were taking a nap. Get back in the car, you can't be walking out there alone. When we're riding together, we're at least a little closer to home.
Playing on the screen and wishing, like, would they play in time with us? They're like,
oh, they're out of time.
Yeah, they're always. Or maybe it's us. We're out of time.
I've been out of Mount Lebanon. You lived in Mount Lebanon. I've been there. Your dad took us for a drive there, and he said, "Do you know why I painted that house white?" And I'm going, "No, I didn't know why. I mean, he's my father-in-law. I'm fucking terrified of him." He said, "So there'd always be a Republican in the White House." absolutely, yes. Mount Lebanon. See, it's etched on my mind. Pittsburgh. Anyone here from Pittsburgh? Yeah. See, I'm learning. I'm an apprentice American, but I'm learning. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I left when I was a teenager.
That's very rude. I mean, is anyone here?
I like that guy.
It's very rude, really.
I think people from Pittsburgh would be the first to admit Pittsburgh sucks. I mean, that's part of it. That's part of the...
Anyone here from New Haven, Sussex, England?
I like how you call it Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh too. I'm all right about that.
Oh, we know that.
We're the Womble Bashers of Walthamstow, and we bash wombles wherever we go.
When we got married, that was our honeymoon, was a gig in a pub in Walthamstow.
It was disgusting.
The plough. That's right.
We had to buy a big can of Febreze when we went in there because it was disgusting. Right, I don't know. We're just here to sort of chat, really, you know, see if there's anyone we know here. You know, sometimes I feel we ought to play the B side of this instead, but we'll play the A side, you know, and I won't be cynical about it at all. You know, because, like, it is the bulk of a McDonald's advert in Canada, this song. And it stands between me and having to live on a diet of McDonald's, so I'm quite happy about that, really. Don't tell anyone I said that, else they might pull it out of the advert, because they don't like dissent. I think I had to sign something that said I would never say a bad thing about McDonald's, and that I would eat there at least twice a week, whether I wanted to or not. But anyway, I don't know what this has got to do with McDonald's, but they thought it did, but never mind. It's got more to do with Amy, really. Here we go. Yeah, I've forgotten how it goes now.
I call the whole wide world. I call the whole wide world. Just to find her. I call the whole wide world. I call the whole wide world. Find out where they hide her. I call the
walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. You're playing Papa was a Rolling Stone. Last night, I was dancing with Joey Ramone. He's cool in his leather jacket and his little dark shade. He started dancing around, I tried to copy every move he made. When I reached for his hand, he kind of brushed me off. I'm hanging on the telephone. Last night, when I was dancing with Joey Ramone, the worst that could happen by the Brooklyn Bridge, he hit me and it felt like a kiss. Right all over, feels a pinch. Be my baby, again and again. The shadows of night, he's so fine and I feel alright. Charlie Brown, can't sit down. We were dancing round and around.
Says she's from Worthing in Sussex, and that's really weird because I believe that Ian used to live in Worthing in Sussex. My aunt Enid and my uncle David live in Worthing in Sussex. My mum lives in Shoreham-by-Sea.
That's where I was born, mate. I don't say anything nasty about it.
No, I'm not going to. There's nothing nasty. No, I love Shoreham-by-Sea. My grandparents used to run a newsagent's shop, like, you know, sweets and tobacco, cigarettes.
I used to suck pebbles on the stony shore.
I used to eat coal. Sometimes I used to eat my grandmother's dog's dog biscuits. Not my grandmother's dog biscuits, she had her own dog biscuits. And, I used to eat the dog biscuits, you know. But I never could figure out how to get to the beach, else I would have eaten half the beach too, I suspect, because we had rationing in those days, of course, because it was just after the war. Well, it was quite a long time after the war, but I believe times were hard, but I don't really fucking remember, to be honest. Try not to say anything that might put anyone off their sweet course. Whatever you're on now.
Thank you.
shop, they knock two rooms through front to back to make room for the ladies in the Danny Max, who come in at the end of a shopping ordeal for a nice little something and a mug of grey tea on a cold winter's day here in Shore. We caught just up over the road by the big dirty gates of the coal merchant yard. If I close my eyes, I can see them on a cold winter's day here in Shoreham by sea. Up in the ceiling next to an IKEA light, I saw a brown Baker light switch, the one surviving relic from 1961, the year my grandparents traded the business. Ruined long bungalow on a desolate cliff top. Oh, how I wanted to throw that switch back in 1960. Friction cars along that windowsill. 2 years before the Beatles in the days of Jack and Jill.
Together.
together, but mostly apart. It makes sense in my head, but not in my heart. It's the way of the world to go out on your own. So I phone and I phone, and sometimes you phone. I unpacked a box from the storage space. There were Blue Ridge plates, a hot pink shoelace, that old shot from Splash Mountain, some music biz swag, your Spice Girls mug, and a Genovese bag. Very much. We're Reckless Eric. He's Reckless Eric. I'm Amy Rigby.
I got mixed up.
And we'd like to thank Ian Hunter for having us open the show for him. And tell you, we've got our albums over there by the picture of Bob Dylan.
Petrol. Give us petrol money, gasoline. Thank you. And enjoy your dinners. Thank you.
Reckless Eric, Amy Rigby, everybody.